切的面真美丽，真美真美。我飞开的花骨头，我梦到生的骨头，我发了破天根呀，我那了发了骨头，我那了发了骨头，我发了骨头。你咋了呀？搞的了黑个拉个个的骨头，我突然那个那啦，以后那了别的骨头，以后那了别的骨头，别的骨头。
You're listening to Shukshukta Radio, and it's hosted by Worku Ayal. It's a show in Amharic, Ethiopian music, from 10 to 11 every Sunday morning. And good morning. You're listening now to Kol Noredi as we transition into this world music show that airs every Sunday morning right after Shukshukta from 11 to 12. This is Kol Noredi. That means nomadic voice. And I'm your host, Danya. I would love to hear from you today. Numbers 822-2487. And we're so lucky that the fog is clearing up and it's a beautiful... My gosh, I forgot what the sun looked like. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Did you drove or you walk today?
No, walked? Are you nuts? That's a long walk. No, I drove today.
Okay,
so I got to enjoy the view along the drive to UBC is just so gorgeous. If you take the route along the water,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
Beautiful.
It was gorgeous. Us humans need sun. Anyways, so today, what I have lined up for us is a very dynamic hour, just under hour of music. I'm going to begin with music today from Israel. But what's very exciting about today is that I have lots of new stuff for us. I've borrowed some music and I was given some gifts. And I am so excited to share with you on this show. We're going to begin with some pop from Israel and some recent hit stuff, some contemporary music from there. We're going to begin with Maya Buskila, who I believe is somehow related, perhaps a sister, I'm not even sure, of one of my favorite artists from there, Shimon Buskila. And then move into some more to be announced. I'm going to leave you hanging. And later on the show, I have one very extended set of music that was inspired by one CD that I acquired this week that I can't stop listening to. It's absolutely so powerful. The rhythms there are totally transporting. And so I've decided to arrange a whole set around that one or two pieces that I'm going to play from that album. Completely inspired by that and the images from that album. And so, without further ado, let's begin and get right into the music. And so this is Maya Buskila, and it's off of an album that she put out called Sipur Makor, which means origin story. You're listening to Kol Noredi here on CITR 101.9 FM.
Thank you.
Maya Bouskila. That was off of her album called C'est pour Mahol, which I completely mistranslated. I liked the sounds of origin stories, but actually translates to sold out story. A little bit about her. She is from Netanya and a city in Israel. She's a pop singer of Moroccan descent. She released this album in 2004, and it sold 20,000 copies in the first 3 weeks, which is pretty unbelievable for such a tiny country. In February 2005, she won 2 awards, Artist of the Year and New Artist of the Year. And it has been revealed that she is the possible choice for Israel in the Eurovision Song Contest, which is very interesting. That's always a really fun competition. And the 54th one is coming up soon in May and will be taking place in the Olympic Indoor Arena in Moscow. How interesting. Anyways, you're listening to Kol Nodedi. This is CITR 101.9 FM. We're listening to this very first set of music, a brief set, just so that I can share some new stuff with you. And some more new stuff that I have comes from an album that Aya Korem put out. I believe this is her debut album that was released in 2006. See what you think of her. And then call and let me know. The number is 822-2487. This is Aya Korem.
ללבוש שמלה יפה, להסתרק, להתאפר. תיק ונעליים חייבים להסתדר. לפתוח את הדלת ועוד כמה דקות. זה לא כזה נורא אם קצת ניתן לו לחכות. קצת נבוכה והוברחה לי הנחה קטנה, שולחת רגל כדי לגעת, אבל לא בכוונה. שלום ומה שלומך, תחזיק שלא אפול. תדע לך, זאת לא אני, זה רק האלכוהול. לתת לו להזמין, לשבת על הבר, לצחוק בעדינות ולשחק עם השיער, שפתיים אדומות ועין עצומה. אני אניח לו לחשוב שאני בחורה תמימה. קצת נבוכה והוא בחר לי הנחה קטנה, שולחת רגל כדי לגעת, אבל לא בכוונה. שלום ומה שלומך, תחזיק שלא אפול. תדע לך, זאת לא אני, זה רק האלכוהול. ולא להתעכל ולחייך אליו, כי עכשיו הוא מסתכל. אולי תלך שולחת רמזים עבים, ואיך כל מי שאני לא רוצה תמיד מתאהבים. קצת נבוכה והוא פרחה לי הנחה קטנה, שולחת רגל כדי לגעת, אבל לא בכוונה. שלום ומה שלומך, תחזיק שלא אפול. תדע לך, זאת לא אני, זה רק האלכוהול.
את היופי והתום, את חלום שכל אחד רוצה לחלום בלילה וביום.
את כמו יין משקר, כמו ברק שבי בוער, ואני מיום לעוד יום שעובר אוהב אותך יותר. עד הסוף להיות שלך, אני מבטיח, כמו השמש החמה והרקיע.
עד הסוף ישרי, עד הסוף תמיד איתי, בחיי ובמותי.
את האור שמלטף, שאף פעם לא חולף, רק איתך תמיד רציתי לקייף ובך להתעטף.
את הנפש הטובה, תאמיני אהובה, רק איתך ידעתי מה זאת אהבה, מוכן להישבה.
למטה למעלה מרכבות סתומות הולכות ומתגלגלות כל נעימות עולה ויורד הולך ומשוטט בעולם בעומקי המדרגות מסובב הגלגל סביב שוטט בעולם כל שופר נמשך בעומקי המדרגות מסובב הגלגל סביב מטה למעלה מרכבות סתומות הולכות ומתגלגלות כל נעימות עולה ויורד הולך ומשוטט בעולם כל שופר נמשך בעומקי המדרגות מסובב הגלגל סביב
That was Shotei HaNevuah, the Fools of Prophecy. They were selected as the Band of the Year in Israel in 2005. They had a couple hits, one gorgeous song that is like just intoxicating, that haunted me for months. And I've played it actually quite a few times here on Kol Noredi. But like many of my favorites, I need to take a break from them and savor them for the show. Anyways, this was off of their debut album released in 2000. Their music has been described as a real fusion, fusing dance music, hip-hop, and Mizrachit Mediterranean rhythms and melodies. The band toured in the U.S. in 2005, performing at major colleges and universities and making a name for themselves outside of Israel. So anyways, that was Shotei HaNevuah. Before, we were listening to Shlomi Shabbat, who's of Turkish descent, and he encourages younger artists around the country by bringing them together and collaborating with them, bringing them onto the scene, introducing them to the Israeli population. So that was Shlomi Shabbat that I played from. That was from an album that is a compilation album, I guess, a project that he worked on with about six other artists on that album. And before, we heard Aya Koren, who's new to me, but I believe has been around for a few years. She was actually first known as an actress on the wonderful film Bonjour, Monsieur Shlomi. And that is that. And this brings us to the second part of our show here, which focuses on music from the Balkans, specifically Romania. This all started because I was reunited with a group whom I've been exiled from for a long, long time. Somehow I left one of their CDs that I was just totally fixated on for a long time. I left that in Hong Kong about 6 years ago, and I never forgot about them, but I don't know, I just never got their music, never repurchased anything of theirs, but now I do have another album of theirs, and it's Radiant. Was put out last year. This is Fanfer Kocharla. I hope I'm pronouncing them correctly. I never did know how to. The latest album that they put out called Queens and Kings. And this album, listeners, is absolutely stunning. Every piece is just so booming and powerful and absolutely unforgettable and so different. So just a brief little blurb about them. Fanfer Kocharla, their popular 12-piece brass band, Romani Gypsy, from the northeastern Romanian village of Zece Prajini. Hope I pronounced that okay. The band began as a loose assemblage of part-time musicians playing at local weddings and baptisms. In 1996... Henry Ernst visited this village and convinced, who was a sound producer from Europe, and convinced a number of the musicians there to assemble a touring band. And these musicians decided to name the band Fanfer Kocharla, Fanfer being a French word that has passed into Romanian and is used to designate a brass band, Kocharla being the Romanian word for the skylark. And since their discovery by this producer, Ernst, who serves as their manager, they've played more than a thousand concerts in more than 50 countries across the globe. With historical roots in Austrian and Turkish military bands, their instrumental lineup includes trumpets, tenor and baritone horns, tubas, clarinets, saxophones, bass drum, and percussion, and their song lyrics are usually either in Romani or in Romanian. but they borrow their musical roots as well from Turkish, Bulgarian, Serbian, and Macedonian styles. And so again, this, the album that I'm going to play from is called Kings and Queens. And on this album, Kings and Queens, Romania celebrated a brass orchestra, welcomes on board the Romani brethren from Serbia, Macedonia, Bosnia, Bulgaria, Romania, Hungary, and France. Visas obtained, borders crossed, foreign tongues mastered, fanfare and their guests overcome differences of nationality, rhythm, and instrumentation to forge an epic celebration of gypsy life and song. So, I'm going to play a piece of theirs called Cuando Tú Volverás, and yes, obviously, that's Spanish. And what is so what was so surprising and exhilarating for me when I first listened to this, I didn't read much about it. I didn't look at the song lineup on the back of the CD or anything like that. I just listened, and I was so surprised to hear Spanish. And yes, they fuse flamenco vocals with Serbian brass melodies, and it is just striking. So I'm going to let you listen to that. So this piece is called Cuando Tú Volverás by Calume, or Calume singing here. So see what you think of this. Again, this is Fanfare Cocherla. You're listening to Colnoredi. This is CITR.
Thank you.
Was them playing with their beloved guest, Esma Redzepova, the legendary. Born in Skopje, Macedonia in 1943, Esma's talent was such that bandleader Stevo Teodosievski negotiated a contract with her father so the 13-year-old Esma could join his ensemble as a vocalist. Esma was crowned Queen of the Gypsies, twice nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize, and has written and recorded thousands of songs. So that was her performing with Fanfare Kočerla with their piece that was called Nakelavice. And before, we were listening to another selection from this brilliant album called Quando Tu Volveras, and that was again Fanfare Kočerla, but featuring, collaborating with Kalumi, and the band leader of Kalumi, Antoine Tato Garcia. He attracted attention while leading Takameli, the acclaimed Rumba Gitano group. And guitarist, vocalist Garcia formed Kalume to further explore the fusion of Gypsy and North African cultures happening around the French Mediterranean basin. So again, you gotta check out this album. It's gorgeous. And a little clarification to make here. I did not stumble upon this album, nor stumble upon them again, but my boyfriend Ugo brought this home the other day and just blared it from our speakers, and it was just such a feast for the ears that I entered into our home. And they are just spectacular. So, Ugo, thank you for this wonderful gift. I'm considering it a gift. And I will be playing lots more from this because it The fire is inexhaustible on this album. Just beautiful music. Again, this is from the album Queens and Kings that came out last year. And onwards now with the music from the Gypsy Trail, focusing on a lot of Macedonian and Balkan gypsy music, a lot of brass and horns. So let's move onwards. This is from one of the Rough Guide albums. See what you think of this.
Thank you.
You were listening to a cimbalom there in the background, which is traditionally used in a lot of folk and gypsy Hungarian music. The cimbalom is a type of dulcimer, a hammer dulcimer, that it is commonly found in many Eastern European countries, specifically Hungary, and used in Hungarian gypsy music. And so that was Cigány Zsinek. I don't know much about them, but I think that's a beautiful piece there. And that was off of the Rough Guide album, the Rough Guide to Gypsy Music, which is the Rough Guide albums and compilations do interesting things, and they're often a little bit richer and a little bit more sophisticated, not in terms of specifically the music, but how the pieces are arranged and how the album is sort of the approach to the album in comparison to a lot of the Putumayo productions, which tend to be always palpable, always accessible immediately. So the Rough Guides are kind of often more interesting and nuanced. And so this was from that. And onwards, talking about gypsy music specifically from this part of the world, Eastern and Southern Europe and the Balkan areas, let's move onwards to listen to some more of this, but with an urban sort of reinterpretation. This is Balkan Beatbox. Enjoy. You're listening to Kol Nodedi.
Thank you.
Balkan Beatbox. Tamir Muscat, Ori Kaplan joined with the gifted musicians and composers Itamar Zeigler, Dana Leong, Tomer Yosef, and other greats. Tamir and Ori have been active for a decade in New York City's premier underground bands like Gogol Bordello and DJing world beats around the world. Collaborating with percussionist, MC vocalist, as they describe him on their website, Tomer Yosef, the Balkan Beatbox Show came to life. They call themselves a natural reaction of musicians who wanted to erase political borders. As they say, our ears don't have them, why should we? On the dance floors from New York City to the Middle East, from Berlin to Macedonia to Bloomington, Indiana, to Tokyo to Jerusalem to San Francisco to Bordeaux and Brussels. And they are awesome. Saw them live here at the Chan Center a while ago. So that was a Balkan Beatbox reinterpreting their Balkan sounds with an urban, dirty kind of feel. And we're going to end off here. I'm going to leave you with one of my favorite groups, Brach. I'm going to play off of an album called Rien dans les poches. This is a 20th anniversary celebration album of their long-standing friendships, these musicians, and they've invited guest artists here. Brach, their core group is made up of five very free-spirited characters, Dan Garibian, and Bruno Girard, Nano Pellet, who runs the clarinet, Françoise Castiello, and Pierre Jacquet, who plays the double bass. More on them next week, because I have lots to say about Brach. They're one of my true favorite groups ever. So this is from Rien dans les poches, and it is a piece called Ignatios Tetrakosi Exi. Yeah, it's a Greek piece. Thank you for listening to Kol Nodidi. Thank you for everyone who phoned in today. And I'll see you next Sunday, 11 to 12, on Kol Nodidi. This is Brach.
Ταξιτζί μου πριν να φέξει. Τράβα μη μαζί γειτονιά. Σούρα με την κούκλα αγκαλιά.